My favorite scene of the whole book series, this is going to sound so f***ed up, it's the dungeon scene
Torture?
where she's being tortured and Liam is there.
Yeah.
That scene is so dark and so messed up that it's beautiful. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the DeLulu Canoe Podcast. We are flowing down this river today. We're going at top speed, the speed of a dragon today. I have a brand new DeLulu. So normally we would do a true crime episode, but I have fallen down the rabbit hole of reading a book. So I had to bring the person on the show that told me to read this book. Well, you were the second person, but you still were a person who told me. Cosmo from the Cosmo Show.
Oh my God.
I made it. I finally made it.
Yes.
It took months.
Fourth wing.
Yes.
Yes.
So first, Chrissy was the one who told me to read the book. And I feel like Chrissy is always recommending things to me. So it's hard to weed out what things take top tier importance. And then we had that one episode, and I don't remember what it was at all. There was one episode where you were like, you really got to ring. You got to read Fourth Wing. And I was like, read?
Was it an episode with Chompy or
I don't know. I don't
Ash?
remember. Somebody was here, I feel like. And then you had said it. And then I was just like, I don't know, I don't know. And then I finally started reading it and I texted you, texted Chrissy. And I'm going to be honest. So today's episode, we're only going to talk about Fourth Wing and Iron Flame.
Yes.
Onyx Storm is out, but I have not read it at this point because I still want to digest the first two books and I don't want to blaze through the third and feel sad.
Onyx Storm Part 1 is out. Part 2 hasn't come out yet.
No way,
Yeah,
really?
it's one of two. I'm looking because I got Hoopla. For those of you at home that don't want to get Audible or can't afford Audible, go on your local, get a local library card and go on Hoopla. It's free on Hoopla.
Do
Anyways.
it. I paid on Spotify for mine because Hoopla has me in Hoopla jail for some reason.
Hoopla jail?
There's something wrong with my library card. I don't know. It won't let me check out anymore. So then I just paid for the premium on Spotify to listen to it. So, which I already have Spotify premium, but in order to listen to unlimited amount of books, you have to pay for a separate premium. But they give you so many hours of free listening time if you already have Spotify premium for just music.
Nice.
So I got through all of Fourth Wing under the free listening, and then all of a sudden I was like, girl, if you want to listen to the second book, you gotta pay up. And I was like, okay. No, girl. But so we're only gonna discuss those two books today because it's truly my DeLulu. Because like I can't stop thinking about it. And I'm already coming up with conspiracy theories for the third book. And you haven't read the third book, right?
I
Or
was starting to
listened
get
to it?
into it, but then I was like, no, I got to go back because last year I got into Fourth Wing and then Iron Flame. Iron Flame, yeah. And I was like, damn, before I get in, because it's been so long that I'm like, I want to forget. So I jumped back into Fourth Wing and I got to my favorite part. It was the dragon picking ceremony. When they're walking down
Ooh.
the thing and then whoa.
Threshing is your favorite part?
Yeah, because it's so it's
It's
fun.
intense.
It puts the dragons not as like in Game of Thrones, it's like, oh, the dragons, they're trained and they're just pets and blah 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 blah. But the dragons is like, no, if I don't like you're gone. Even like I'm not even bonded with you yet. You have bad intentions. I feel this weird energy about you, or I just don't like the way you look. You're done. And I'm like, that's cool because it's a when they bond together, it's a real like
Connection,
duo. Yeah, it's not like one and over dominating the other. It's an actual real connection. And the dragon at any time during flight can just like, you know what? Because you're riding on the dragon. And I think in Game of Thrones, once the rider's dead, the dragon's dead too, or just is this clueless on how to be on its own?
Yeah, I don't remember with Game of Thrones, to
Neither
be
do I.
honest, because it's
Neither do
been
I.
so long.
Yeah, that's another thing I have to rewatch.
And I like tapped out of Game of Thrones pretty early.
Yeah, it's okay.
There's a certain point because technically Fourth Wing, I guess, does fall under the smut category of books. is what modern media says. I mean, I don't know because I haven't delved that far into smut to be very transparent, but I feel like there's a point in fantasy lore where things kind of get tangled because it can go any direction. True. There's not, unless there's rules that they've already talked about in like the world building in the first couple chapters or throughout the story, there's no rules.
Right.
Nothing is off limits because it's fantasy, right? Like there's not really dragons outside, although I'd really love that. So when things get a little, in my brain, a little too spicy or a little too like, weird, that's when I tap out. And for me with Game of Thrones, it was when the woman birthed the weird black spirit in the cave. And I was like, and we've talked about this before. I just side-eyed so hard and was like, nope, I'm out. I'm out so fast. And I told Chrissy when she first referred this book to me, I was like, the minute they are the dragons, I'm out. Yeah. I'm out. Like, no, it takes me out.
There's no dragon.
I know, thank God. I've asked so many people, to be honest, and I know it's not in there, so thankfully.
No, it's literally Lord of the Rings meets Harry Potter meets, I guess that's it right there.
Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and there was another aspect, too, that I was like, oh, this reminds me a lot of this, and now I don't remember. And Game of Thrones, because the dragons, and
A little bit of Riverdale.
A little bit of Riverdale and a little bit of what's DreamWorks? They've got a dragon show that they just built a park about.
How do you train your dragon?
Yes, that too.
Yes.
But I've just been like so obsessed with it. Like there was a day where I listened to 9 hours because I with my other YouTube channel, just like I'm not posting as much on it because I'm taking a little bit of a break. I have so much free time that I was like, well, I'm gonna craft and make stuff and I'm gonna listen to it. And what brought me back to the book. Because you had referred it to me like so long ago. I was listening to the first half of Fourth Wing. And I'm going to tell you all right now, there's going to be spoilers in this. So if you haven't read the books and you want to join this conversation, maybe go read them and then come back. But the first half of Fourth Wing, I found incredibly boring. Because it's the part where they're building the world around us. They're giving us the rules. We're meeting our character. And I have a thing where if our lead character doesn't have a win somewhere... Which I suppose the win would be her bonding the two dragons. But, like, if I don't feel like there's a big enough win, I usually tap out. And I just felt like the first half of the book was constantly, like, her getting injured, her being told to leave the quad, like, to leave trying to be a rider, Dane Atos just being the biggest dick ever, and then, like, him kissing her and her not feeling it. And I'm just like, are we going to get any win?
Besides the fact of that whole, you know, kissing her and she not feeling anything, I think from the beginning... when she hints at the fact that she has a disability.
Yeah.
Right. And hearing what her sister went through, or just like she knows what's to come. There's a challenge up the hill, but the first thing is walking that narrow path bridge.
The parapet.
Oh my God. And I'm like seeing her accomplish all that stuff and then also getting bullied and beat down and still like coming back on top.
And everyone trying to kill her.
I know.
It was so hard for me at first to keep Zayden, Jack Barlow. There was another guy, Oren.
Oh, Jack.
There were so many guys that were trying to kill her, even though Zayden really wasn't at that point, but like kind of was still at that point. I was so confused for so long which one is which. And now I have faces for all of them now.
Yeah, same here.
Took time, but I was like, what? Huh? Like it took me and I think that's why I was so confused at first is they were giving you so many people right away, but they had to. I get why now they had to. So if you're gonna start the book, really give it all your gusto to get through that first half of the book. I'm telling you, because once you start the second half, like for me, when how Spotify cuts it, and same thing with Hoopla, is like they have that big scene in her room. Spoiler alerts, click off now. I'm about to describe something where she gets jumped in her sleep.
Yeah.
That's where it cuts off to the second half. And I thought that's where the first book ended.
That's a cliffhanger right there.
Yeah. I literally was like, oh, shit, okay. Like, this is where we're going to end. And then I found out from Chrissy, she was like, no, there's still a whole like 9 hours of listening left. So I went back in and then it picks up And everything changes, even in the first, like, five pages. There's finally, like, there's a win. Mm-hmm. There's more, like, we understand intentions a little bit more with, mm-hmm. with Zayden. We learn more about, because he instantly takes her to go see Taryn, her dragon. And there's a little, there's a lot more happens in those first, like, 15 pages that really grabbed me. So I was like, okay, I'm in now.
What I love about the full cast mm-hmm. audiobook is the voices and the sound effects and music. They do that with the Star Wars audiobooks. It's
do
like,
they?
Oh my God. There's some good ones that I wish this would have been a movie, but I can picture it in my head because I know the universe, but I'm like,
yeah,
there's this one guy that does all the voices from the Emperor to like the main guy to like bad guys with the sound effects and everything.
Wow.
I just love how the communication between the dragon and the writer.
Same.
It's just all in it. It's mentally. It's like telepathically.
It's like echoey. It's like the work that they do in order to, you can tell when it's in their head and when it's not because mm-hmm. of their like little audio editing tricks. It's mind blowing.
And the ability to block out certain people because mm-hmm. spoiler alert. All right. Just
for the fifth time.
For the fifth time. jump to the next scene or something like that. But there's two dragons that are paired. And that means the riders are paired as well. So I'm not going to give it up, like, who it is. But it's
no,
like...
No, you can tell.
Okay, well, it's Zayden, the main character, Violet.
Yeah, yep.
The dragons are together. They're an item, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Segael and Taryn, yeah.
Segael and Taryn. And
oh, I love that name. It's so pretty.
Segael?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty.
It's a pretty name. So just hearing like the arguments and the conversations within the headspace is absolutely freaking amazing. And it's such a well done audio.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it. And the story, like you said, that first, I mean, it's a whole book, but the way they release it is in halves. Mm-hmm. Part one, part two. So yes, when it got me right in the beginning, just that walk.
Really?
It got me right in the beginning. Like, hearing, like, in the beginning when she, like, her sister's, like, braiding her hair, putting in, like, a nice cool little, like, I guess, crown
mm-hmm.
Thingamajigger, and, like, telling her about the dragon scale, like, corset, and then her friend that she meets, like, they switch shoes or something like that. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Detail. Good detail. Like, I wasn't really care about what was to come later. I'm just like, this, every moment was like a good description of the scene in my head, my imagination just,
mm-hmm.
it just went wild. So.
Yeah, I, it took me a bit to get bought into it just because of my hangups with like lead characters struggling for so long. but again, I didn't even clock till like us talking it out that like her bonding the two dragons was a huge win. So I need to like throw that aside.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very curious because you had mentioned earlier today that they release like just a regular, like a reading of it where it's just one person reading like the text from the actual book.
Basic audio, and it almost sounds like an AI reading it. It just,
oh, really?
It's just like, when I first got into audiobooks, there was a lot of them. I was like, oh, this is interesting. But then I'm like, I'm hearing one person reading it and there's no sound effects. It's just a guy reading it. Mm-hmm. That puts me to sleep.
Really?
Yeah. Like, that's, I'll listen to that to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very, I get disappointed because I'm like, there's so much you could have done with certain books and whatnot if you just got the full cast and sound effects and
mm-hmm.
everything. Sandman has three chapters and it's really good. It's a full cast of celebrities that you know.
Oh.
And it's a comic book and a television show.
Yeah.
But this one, all the ones, it's just so much, it's so much better. It's more fulfilling
mm-hmm.
for me to picture it. It's a television show in your mind.
It's a movie in your mind.
It's
as they
a movie
say.
In your mind.
I say it now with them every time. I'm like, it's a movie in your mind. Because it's like the ads beforehand,
mm-hmm.
they have like, I don't even know who the guy is. I've refused to Google any of the voice actors because I've been told by people it ruins your visual. So I've refused to Google any of them, and they get this, like, one guy that, like, kind of sounds like Dumbledore in a way to, like, do the intro, like, by Rebecca Yarrows, Fourth Wing. Like, it's so good.
Have you ever watched Magicians? That show, Magicians?
Mm-mm, no.
There's an actor that has that kind of a deep voice. Mm-hmm. And he's in that show. He's one of the principals or the dean of that show. But yeah, for those, the book, it's easier to come out quicker, which is one person reading it.
Oh, yeah.
So
totally.
It's quicker to come out. But like, then you have to wait so long. Like, I waited for, was it the second half? Yeah, I waited for the second half of Fourth Wing for the whole cast. And it takes a while. It's a whole cast.
Oh, so you've been reading since, like, you've been, like, following the series since, like, when it came out?
Yeah, since it dropped.
Really?
Yeah, Chrissy told me about another audiobook, and I liked it.
Oh.
But, okay, this audiobook that she recommended to me, I think it's called Blood and Ash or something like that.
Hmm.
It's a book with a story that has other worlds and planets involved. But the one that you're reading right now is just, it's based right here.
Okay.
But there's portals that go to other books that this author wrote. So if you haven't read the other books, you wouldn't know characters that they're mentioning in the book. So it's like in Marvel, you know, you got the multiverse and it's like, who is that character? Like, they're not in this universe. I don't know. So you got to like know these things. And I'm like, it threw me off. Cause like when it got to the end, our main character went to another world that's already been established in another book. And I'm like, I don't know who these people are.
Okay. So you just have to like read the other books then.
I know. And that's a lot. I'm like, damn it. Why'd you throw me right in the middle of this?
Yeah.
But Fourth Wing was like brand new. Mm-hmm, and Chrissy was like, you might like this one. I'm like, sweet. There's nothing else I have to read or beforehand. And she's like, no, this is the first one. I'm like, sweet. And it worked. It rocked. I got hooked. I loved it. So yeah.
Yeah. I that's basically the reason why I haven't blown through the part one of Onyx Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want it to be over. That's who I am as like a video game player,
yeah.
as a movie watcher,
yeah.
as a I love the fulfillment of like the journey and like the reading of it, that I don't want to read through the last book yet, because I'm like, I even though it's not even the last,
no.
there's literally two more that are coming.
Yep.
And she's already, from what I've Googled, that I've tried not to find spoilers for the third book, that she's already handed over the whole plot synopsis of like what's going to happen, all five books, to, I think it's Apple,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to make a TV series,
yeah.
which I'm so excited for, because I just, it's going to be so good. Like, I really hope they take their time with it and like really just envelop it. But
Apple, like the best companies to give material to make live action would be Apple or Amazon.
Really?
Because they go full-fledged. I mean,
not
look at
Netflix,
the,
huh?
Nah. Like, Netflix has a tendency of, like, going full ham,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, ah, it's not working.
Yeah.
Cancel.
Oh, I stand corrected. It's Amazon.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Deadline article.
Amazon already has, like, a few great shows that are like based on books that are just like absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah,
there's one with Orlando Bloom in it.
Which one?
I can't remember the name. I have to go look at my queue. It's a fairy one. It's a fairy one in real people.
Oh,
and like fairies, they fly and everything. It's like a weird post-apocalyptic. What do you call that? Steampunk world.
Oh.
With Orlando Bloom. It's really cool.
Oh. I'm going to have to check that one out.
Orlando Bloom is one actress that was a model.
Hmm.
She was in Suicide Squad, and she was in Valerian. I can't remember what else she's been in movie-wise. But no, it's Amazon's a great home for it. Great home for it.
That'll be cool. I'm so excited.
You like, got to audition for it.
I've told my agent, at this point, like three friggin' times, like I have sent him the Deadline article. I have sent him, like, even from the day I picked up the book, because Chrissy was like, she was like, oh, I read this book. And like, honestly, I think you'd be a great fit for the lead character. And I was like, okay. And we talked about it with Stella. And it was so funny because I started reading the book and I was offended. So I was like, damn, Chrissy, like, way to make me sound like I'm weak. Like, damn. But now I'm kind of like, you know what? I'm over it. It's good.
Yeah.
My only reason I could see me not reading for Violet Soaringale is because they're like 20, you know, and I've got like 6 years on that, so I don't know.
Still look young.
I know. It would just depend, because I wonder if I would be more considered Vermeera, like the older sister, just because I'm closer to that age bracket. But honestly, I would read for anything that they could possibly see me as, because I believe in them making this into such a great show so much that I want to be a part of it.
I could see you pulling off like 18 and 25.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 26, so I'm like, you know, I'm still in that wing of like could play, but I don't know that people really see me as 18 anymore.
That'd be great too, because you look like you're younger, but then you have like the acting chops. So I think that would be perfect instead of getting someone that is younger that doesn't have that much under their belt.
You know? Yeah, you know, I've got them IMDb credits. I got 26 right now.
Heyo.
I'm working.
I've got 7.
It takes time, like building credits. It takes so much time. Like it's tough out here right now, especially with no work. But yeah. I wanted to also, because like I'm hoping that we can find a new audience with this episode that has read the books, because mm-hmm. I know a lot of my audience hasn't read them. So if you are new here, please say hi in the comments, because like I definitely feel like we're going to come back together and do an episode where we talk about the part one of the third book. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about like what are the scenes that we can like really picture in our minds that like they describe so well. And when you think of the book, like what's the first scene you think of?
The part where the cadets are going to pick their dragons, or mm-hmm. letting the dragons pick them. I can picture like the way they describe it. I've been there before, like somewhere out in like the Redwood Forest, mm-hmm. where there's like a nice little path, a clean, clear path, mm-hmm. like, you know, thick green grass, but then trees everywhere. And within these trees are little nooks of dragons here and there, and different types of dragons. And I can see them walking up like a little hill. It's like a little valley path walkway to a clearing up ahead, you know? Mm-hmm. I can visit it all in my head. It's just like that scene. If I see that live action, I think I'll cry, mm-hmm. because it's such a beautiful scenery, but such a crazy situation that happens.
Yeah.
Especially with Jack and the other guys trying to, like, first of all, ambush the main character, Violet, mm-hmm. and then hurt the poor little dragon that's.
Ryan and Darna.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, ugh. I mean, it's weird though, because like they talk about later how that's actual like common practice, is that like the writers will take out the smaller, weaker dragons.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of like, dang, okay, like chill a little bit. But
they did that in Greek times.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Roman times, like, survival of the fittest.
It's funny that you mentioned like the threshing scene so much, because like I really visualize the scene where she kisses Dane. Like, for some reason, especially later on in the book, when Zayden mentions seeing that interaction, mm-hmm. I can very cinematically see, like, Taryn's behind her. Mm-hmm. Dane is like, oh my God, I can't believe you did it. And he grabs her face and he kisses her. Mm-hmm. And I can see her just kind of being like, ooh, this is weird. This is not what I thought, like, it was going to be. And then I can see the camera panning back to it being shot dirty over Zayden's shoulder.
Yeah.
And then him turning around and like feeling that feeling, and then walking off camera. And I'm like, ah, it's so good.
The way I see it.
So good.
I watch a lot of anime, mm-hmm. especially like adult anime, where it's just like not the tentacle porn crap, guys.
Oh.
I didn't know that was a thing until, like, we had our guests on the show. I'm like, oh, there's a lot of hentai out there? I'm like, oh, my God. Anyways.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
I heard about it. I've seen something, like, a few things. I didn't know there was, like, a whole thing about it. It's a whole thing. I see him in, like, the corridor, when they talk about the corridor into the tunnels and whatnot. Because the way I picture the school is, like, or that field is like in Harry Potter with a Quidditch match.
Yeah, yes.
But like a little bit wider, mm-hmm. and like, you know, like it's just like a regular dorm, a regular university,
mm-hmm.
of like, it's like archways in the hallway, and you can see like these other tunnels are going to other places. But I can see Zayden like just up against the wall, mm-hmm. just looking cool as fuck, because he's cool as fuck.
Yeah.
And like half lit.
Mm-hmm.
You can see his eyes, or see some of his skin. You can see his arms, like, you know, you can see the tattoos. Oh, the markings, actually.
His relics.
His relics.
Right? Yeah, is that
but
what
just like him? Just like looking with like a little strand of hair like going down his face and then go like, huh. And just walking away, you know?
Yeah. There's just so many like really great scenes, and it's just like truly amazing writing. And I love that they also integrated Jacinia, who does sign language, which is so cool. Like, I don't know if maybe now in books they're putting a lot more like people with disabilities in them. Like, I don't know if that's a newer thing, or maybe I just am reading the wrong books from when I used to read. But I love that it's making it so much more real. And even I'm pretty sure Rhiannon, they say multiple times that she has a girlfriend. And there's no homophobia in this world. There's no judgment on it. It's just like as normal as a man and a woman dating. And I'm like, oh, I love that.
It's like Star Trek.
Oh, is it? Yeah, I haven't seen Star Trek. I'm so sorry, everybody. Y'all hate me, but...
It's all good. It's all good.
The comments are filled with everyone being like, dare!
But you can hear the hands, too. Like you can hear her. No.
Oh, I thought you meant them typing the hate comments.
When she's sign languaging, you can hear, like...
Yes, yep.
Like, hand movement of, like, her doing things, like ASMR.
So cool.
It's so awesome, yeah.
It's awesome. Ugh. So then, speaking of, like, other sound effects... moments. Is there a moment in the book that you like when you think of like either Fourth Wing or the second book, is there a pinnacle moment that you see in your mind, but also that like you think really changed the trajectory of the story? Like for me personally, my favorite scene of the whole book series, this is gonna sound so fucked up, be sure to bleep that I swore, Chompy. It's the dungeon scene.
Torture?
Where she's being tortured and Liam is there.
Yeah.
That scene is so dark and so messed up that it's beautiful. It is such, it like, if they ever air that bit on the show.
They will.
I hope they go full send. I hope they really, because it's real and it's raw because it war, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she knows things. And that scene.
She doesn't, she that right there is a sign of her. She's so fragile, but so mentally tough to not to be able to break like that with torture. Like, you see that in spy movies. It's like. Well, I'm trying to break him, but we tried everything, and nothing seems to happen. It's like, wow. Like, that's like a trained professional, like, spy. But for her, it's like, oh, my God.
And she doesn't owe this other city anything.
No.
Like, there was multiple times during that where I'm like, she's going to say it. There's no way. Because, like, she doesn't trust Zayden at this point. Like, not to the full extent. Like, he's gone. He can't hear her. Because they essentially can speak to each other through their minds like they do with their dragons.
Yeah.
And so I kept, like, I was sitting down doing nothing because I had to stop what I was doing to, like, hear out the scene. I could feel my heart beating out of my chest, like, she's going to do it. She's going to spill because, like, what else is she supposed to do? Or is she going to die? I was so tangled up in that scene. Like, even more than the spicy scenes. That had me, like, sat. I was sat.
No, mine's the battles with the dragons. It's such a visual and, like, audio like experience in my head of just I can picture like when they're in the clouds and it's like foggy, like misty, and they can't see what's above them, they can't see the below them, and you just hear like the wings flapping and like and she's describing about the wind, it's like piercing like through her skin because it's like it's raining, so the water drops are like hurting, like, you know, they're kind of like little pinpricks.
Yeah,
which if you ever been in the pool when it rains, that's how it feels. It's a whole like freaking senses arousal of everything.
Yeah,
it's absolutely amazing. And then hearing how difficult it is to stay onto the dragon, and like how they do take care of her, and then like how the feeling is when he's like going down, like plunging down, or doing the loop de loop, or the high as it goes. Like it's such, you feel it. You're there with her.
Yeah, it's like a relatable experience. Yes. Because we've all been on a plane before where there's turbulence and you're like, oh, like you feel it viscerally.
Mm-hmm. The roller coasters.
Yeah.
Everything. And like how much wind, gust of wind when it's windy, when we occasionally have like horrible winds here in LA.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's like, it's so good. And just
it is so good.
The
I
battles,
agree.
The fight scenes are really good too.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can feel it. You can feel like every single hit that she takes.
Did you cry at all while reading it, or like was there a moment that like piqued your emotions?
Probably. I want to say yes. I just can't really pin it down.
Mm-hmm.
I really got to go back and read it, reread it.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna ditch where I'm at in the book and start completely over. Like yeah. I'm at that point where I'm just like I need to clean the slate a little bit. But
yeah.
If you haven't read it and you're still here, I'm going to say something that's really, really a spoiler. This is our sixth warning. I sobbed when the mom died. When Commander Soren Gale died, I literally was like, again, sat and just cried.
No. Wait a minute. Hold on. Yes. There was that scene that made me cry?
Mm-hmm.
Am I getting two books mixed up?
It's because they're trying to heal mend the ward stone.
Yeah, there's another scene with their father.
Like the their father's not like in the picture.
I know he's not in the picture, but
they've
something
never talked
that,
about him.
It was something that he did in the past that helped her now.
Oh, he left her the note in the book.
Yes,
that's right. He's the scribe. Oh my
the
gosh,
scribe. Yes.
We made
right,
it. We
right,
made
right,
it. Okay.
Right. I was like. That,
I was like, wait, they don't mention the dad. Yeah, they do. They do mention the dad. Oh, my God.
I love that. The worst. I love that so much.
That it's, he left her the, like, fables.
Yeah. It reminds me of, like, Indiana Jones in mm-hmm. the Last Crusade with his father. He's reading his, like, his stuff. And, like, this is the travels he's been on. Here's the things that I was, like, planning out. And here's some things you need to work. It's such a cool little guide that really helped her out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she wanted to be a scribe and she ends up being a writer, I'm like, wow.
And like the most badass one, like
yeah.
I think that's like my only still standing question is like which maybe they've said it and I missed it, which is why I want to reread, but I still don't understand why, like they talk about the balance, right? Mm-hmm. And like they mentioned to her that like, well, there's a balance with power, and that's why like not the most powerful writer usually gets the most powerful signet, you know?
Right.
Like it evens itself out. But why is Violet the one that gets to wield lightning? Like, why is that for her? You know, like, I mean, maybe there isn't an answer why, but like that to me was interesting.
What does her sister wield?
Mira has the wards. Like she can make a shield ward around her. And then Brennan, her brother, has mending. So he's like a healer. So
that,
it's like,
that makes sense. Cause her mom had like similar,
she had rain weather.
Weather, yeah. I think it's because of a generational kind of thing.
Because her mom was like sick and dying when she was pregnant with her or something.
Yeah.
So okay, yeah, that maybe that makes sense why, because it's interesting to me that Andarna chose her because she knew she was a scribe mind with a warrior, like a rider physicality.
Yeah.
But you know, it to me, it's like I want to know why that our main character is special. Like, spell it out for me, and I don't know if I've gotten that quite yet. So. But maybe you just hit the nail on the head that it was generational from the Commander Soren Gale.
I just, you know, it's – also her mom just wants a bunch of badasses. It's like,
know.
Join. Don't do what dad did. Like if her dad was still alive at that time, probably she would have won. She would have lost that battle and become a scribe.
Yeah.
You know?
And I want to know how their parents met. That's my other big pending question.
Yeah. That's so odd because like when you first meet her, she's like a – badass. She's like, what's her name's mom in Arcane?
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
That's who I picture.
Really?
I picture that even that ethnicity, like of person, like.
Weirdly, yeah. I picture the woman that was competing against Caitlyn in the gun batch, the gun match or whatever, the battle. I pictured that woman as her mom, the one with like the really cool, like really deep kind of grovelly voice.
Yeah.
I picture her because she dies with honor.
Yeah.
So like to me, she is the Commander Soren Gale, which is funny why we mix Arcane with this.
Yeah. Oh, I love that actress. She's in another show. Well, she's in a bunch of movies.
Yeah, iconic voice actress. Yeah. Like, so incredible.
She's in the Wheel of Time, that show on Amazon.
Oh,
it was
really?
A book that's now, it's like in its fourth or fifth season.
Wow.
And that's a really good show.
Hmm.
Really good show. It's just like this, but not without the dragons.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that.
It's like a past life kind of thing. There's like, it's called Steelborn.
Oh.
Dragonborn. It's called Dragonborn, but it's not what you think.
Okay.
It's just, it's kind of like Neo from The Matrix, being like a chosen one throughout time and whatnot. So there was, there's this entity called the Dragonborn that can be either good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And if it comes into the world, this generation, this lifetime, it depends on how it's raised. It becomes good. If it's good, then everything's be great. But if it's bad, then it's years of bad luck for this world. And there's like fairies. I think there's fairies.
I do love a story with fairies.
I love fairies too.
She was a fairy. Stupid TikTok video.
Oh,
I love it.
Violence.
I know. I love his like little pet name for her. It's very cute.
God, that voice actor.
So good. Yeah. I was going to ask you, like, who's your favorite? But I feel like Zayden's probably your favorite, right?
Zayden's he's my boy, man.
He's a baddie.
I love his character, his how he is, who he is, what he represents.
Mm-hmm.
And just how he's like, no, F off. This is my way or the highway. Be afraid of me. But if you get to know me, I'm all right. But seriously, he has like, I don't know, he has some characteristics I really adore.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I see that. I really like his voice actor. I feel like I'm torn on Violet. Like, there's sometimes where I'm like, I really see why they picked this woman to voice her. Like, I 100% agree. And then there's some lines where I'm like, you're kind of taking me out, girl. And, like, I don't think it's her fault. It's just...
It's not her fault. But what really annoys me, this is the thing that does annoy me a little bit, is, like, there's an obvious reason why Zayden's not telling you a lot of things, all right?
Yes.
Just get the freak over. He's doing it for the best intentions.
Right?
And, like, and if he told you, it'll ruin things, you know? Or just, like...
Like, whoever demands absolute 100% truths from any of their partners.
Right? You gotta keep some things to yourself. As long as it's not harmful, but... Or as long as it's not cheating or anything like that.
Yeah!
But, like, literally... He's warned her. He's like, I'll tell you what I can.
Yeah.
But that should be enough.
That also, too, annoyed me. And I also thought it, like, I don't know if it's just me, but, like, I wish they would have waited longer for her to say she loved him.
Yeah.
Because that felt so fast. I was like, what? Wait, so you had sex with him, like, one time.
Yeah.
And he pushed you away and said, don't fall for me, which that is a very true thing that guys do. So I'm still on board, right? Okay. I believe, and he's kind of a baddie, so I get that. But then she goes on the parapet to talk to him, and she's like, I love you. Like, what? Like, no. Like, it's just,
He's been there. He's been there ever since. So, you know, like, it's kind of like, God, what is that,
It just felt so whiplashy. And then, like, how quickly he said it back to her, I'm just kind of like, okay.
But I also think it's God, what is it? Not his ability.
It's his, like, telepathy thing that he has, his second signet.
Yeah, his second
signet.
I think that could be it. Kind of like, it's almost a persuasion.
But then, like, okay, so.
And the fact
that. After going back and reading, so you and I both know, and those of you that are here, that he has a second signet, which means he can do the same thing as Deinatos, but he doesn't have to make contact with you. So it's different. So she's saying she loves him from that early on. Why didn't he just get over his bullshit quicker and say it back to her then? And then why did he tell her after their first night, like, don't fall for me? Like, that to me, that whole development is confusing.
You know what it is?
People are just confusing.
It's drama.
Yeah. I know. I just, like, okay, I'm going to be really honest.
Like, okay. No spoilers thing, but when you find out at the end of the second book of what happens, that's a point to tell him, to say it, I think.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, when she walks up to him and...
Yeah, like, wait to the point where it's like, oh, he is... Nah, Spoiler alert.
I know. This whole episode is just spoiler alert. I mean, I warned you all at the beginning. It's fine. Just say it. Let it fly.
Well, the point where he's affected.
Yep, where he's a Venom now.
Yeah, he's Venom now. And I'm like, that would be the point to be like to say, to drop the L-bomb. It's like, I love you. I will do anything for you to help you, protect you, blah, blah, blah. We'll get through this, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. That would be a perfect time because you've been through a lot by, at that point. Not just having sex, but you went through hell and back, a war, a battle, and sacrificing yourself for people that you really don't really need to
sacrifice yourself
for. But it's like, there's a lot going on. I think there's a, there'll be a good buildup for that. But
I agree. I did like during the second battle that he was like, the first battle, I couldn't tell you this, and now I can. So I agree with what you're saying, but I also kind of agree with where it played out. I just think her telling her she loved him so early was just kind of like a weird move.
Was that her first too, right? Partner?
No, I don't think so. Because she mentions before they sleep together, like, God, I miss this. And then they all are like in her wing or like, oh, do you miss this? And she's like, no, I miss good sex. Like she, so she's obviously had some sort of, you know, like connection with others, before Zayden, but I just feel like the wishy-washiness, like you said, it's drama. So it's probably why it's written the way that it is. Mm-hmm. It just felt like it was so realistic with him being like, don't fall for me and that sort of shit. Cause like, I've been there before where a guy is like literally acting like he's dating me. And then all of a sudden pulls out this weird statement of like, well, don't like fall for me, don't date me, like this is just us having fun, and you're like, you're fucking dating me right now, dude. Jesus, like, Christ. We've hung, trust me, my Disney days, we'll get into that one day. Ooh, but not in a bad way, it was really fun, but it's just like, I, that is so real. And then for them to like really flip it and change it when the whole time he could see into her thoughts, like he knows what she's thinking.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That was my big gripe with the romance in it. Like, it's, I love a good steamy romance.
Well,
but
it's like telling your children, don't listen to that. You can't buy it. They're gonna do it anyways.
Yeah.
But it's
maybe
like,
maybe that's
he's,
why.
But
maybe he was reverse psychologying her.
Or just the fact is like, damn, I can see her falling for me, and I can fall for her too. But it's best for us not to be so involved. So please, don't fall for me.
Is that why men say that?
Yeah, I would say like.
I feel like men say it because they don't want to date the girl. Like, they see her as a good time, they see, which...
Well, yeah, but also, know. Like, if I was to say it, because I'm like, I'm not in a good point in my life.
Okay.
And I think I'm a bad, I would be in bad influence with you. This is fun right now, but if you go any longer, it might be detrimental to both our lives and our livelihood.
Okay.
So, even though it kind of sucks because you're in the middle of it, this is fun, but there's like... It's kind of like dating is kind of like getting away from your mundane life. Now, once it goes beyond dating, now your lives are connected.
Right.
So now you're going to see everything. So maybe at that point, it's like, for guys, it's like, yeah, I'm not there yet. I'm not fully together yet, but this could be a thing. But seriously, don't fall for me just for your...
Yeah.
For your sake.
But see, I wish men would say all of that, which is, you know, men usually aren't encouraged to like share their feelings. But like... I think that would come so much easier hearing that. Like, my life's just not in a good place. Like, I'm not ready for a commitment at this moment because I have so many things going on, blah, blah. I would be like, bet. Okay. But when they're all like, don't fall for me. And then that's it. It's kind of like, okay. Like, you know, to me, it's a huge turnoff. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Oh, I can see it being a turnoff.
Yeah. It definitely is. And it's weird because I've had that exact same context where it's like right after we've slept together. So I'm like, what the fuck? Anyways, enough of my dating tea for this
some
episode.
Guys, I swear to God, some guys, this is really good. They fall for them. They're like, oh right? My God, this is great. I don't think I can ever get anything better than this. And they try to hold on to it as long as they can.
Because I've also had that happen too.
It's good. I mean, that happened to me once a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. I'm like, this is great. But
I love that, though.
What?
Breaking men with... Not breaking. Sorry, that's the wrong word. But when it's that great that you can tell, I'm like, you're going to be thinking about that for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's maybe that's why men do it, too, as I'm on the other side.
I've got an ex that I still think about every from time to time. I'm like, damn.
You're like, oh.
But that was, like, after... That was later after the one that broke me. But this other one, I was like, oh, this is awesome. But I knew, we both knew for the fact, it's like, this is not a thing. This is just...
just for fun.
This is a thing for just for fun. And it was great fun.
Mm-hmm. Fucking great fun. How did we get here?
I don't know.
I'm enjoying. This is great.
Are we supposed to be doing this for Patreon?
I know. This is supposed to be Patreon, but this is fine.
This is totally fine.
This whole episode is just going to be beep, 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 beep. Sorry, Chompy.
Sorry, Chompy.
Well, let's rein it back in. Let's bring it back to the book here for all our new fans that are like, what the hell is this show? Yeah. I did want to ask you, so you said Zayden's your favorite. Do you have any other, like, second place, third place favorite members? Really? Not Taryn?
I mean, Taryn's a given.
Yeah. Silver
One. If he's Silver One.
Oh, so good. So cute.
I should do a voice. I got to get into the voiceovers.
Man. I know. Yeah. You and I both. We're going to get into the voiceover. We're doing it.
I would have to say her sister.
Mira?
Yeah. I like her attitude.
Oh, okay.
I like her spunkiness. I love how she is just, she's just... like, let's go! Let's do this! Fuck this shit!
Yeah.
Almost like her mom, but calmer and cooler.
She's very matter of fact.
Yeah, matter of fact. I love that in people. It's a huge turn on for me.
Mm-hmm.
Zayden. Yeah, I want to say that's it. Maybe her brother, too.
Brandon.
Brandon's really cool, but that whole, oh, God, that scene where the mom and Brandon see each other. I was like, oh, God, she didn't know. And she
that
knows,
scene broke me too.
And she knows that everything.
So good. Yep. She had just, no idea.
She didn't know that. I'm like, ugh.
But like, that's why their dad died, was because of the guilt of Brennan's death.
Yeah.
Which is like, oh no.
That's gotta be really hard on Brennan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was like, bye, F this play, you know? Like he knew what he was doing. I mean, he's slick like that.
That's how you do it, man. Just fake a death and move on.
Y'all heard it here first. If Cosmo all of a sudden goes missing, we know. I, as cliche as it is, I have to put Violet in the top three because, like, okay. There's so many parts of my life that are very similar to hers. Mm-hmm. Not all of it, but I definitely relate a lot to her. 'Cause there was a point where I was training to do stunts. And I know what it's like to be the weakest person on the mat. Like, I've been there, and I've also been the person to, like, claw my way to the top to making it all the way through, like, many stunt auditions back in the day. And so I totally relate to, like, the struggle and, like, the physicality and you know, growing muscle and seeing what that's like. And also being betrayed. I'm really good at being betrayed. I make betrayal look good. So I do like her, despite the voice actress sometimes making me kind of go, you know, but she's in my top three. Zayden's definitely in my top three. Like if you're reading this book and Zayden's not in your top three, I don't know what to tell you. 'Cause he's just, his voice is so great.
It's great.
He perfect casting, just perfect.
It's a man after my own voice.
Yeah. He's so great. I also really love Taryn. I think they casted him also just as well. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I, again, refuse to Google the voice actors because I don't want it to ruin my visuals. But, like, I hope they're working so much after this because those two are incredible. I also really love the warmness of Dane Eidos' voice, even though he's kind of being a jerk from time to time. He's got this, like, really, like, warm sound. Yeah. Like, you can almost hear the childhood friendship in them.
True. Yeah.
So I do love his voice actor as well. I also, weird honorable mention, Rhiannon. I think she also has a very unique, friendly voice. Like, just,
yeah.
I mean, there's not a bad, I can't even, is there a bad act voice in it? Like, is there somebody that you don't believe ever?
The only one that sinks out to me that's really annoying is Jack. That's about it.
Yeah, but he's, you know, he's a good casting because it's, you know, I also think they do a good job of, like, making the other squad members in Fourth Wing sound different too.
Oh, yeah.
Like Barlow, really, not Barlow. I don't know what's his name.
Barlow.
Oh, that's Jack Barlow. I'm getting a last name.
No, not Barlow. What's the one that?
Bowie.
Bowie
stands out. Same thing with Garrick. Like, they do a good job of making them all sound different.
But poor Bowie. Is it Bowie?
I mean,
there's a death on the team that's just so tragic.
That's Liam. Liam's the one that's, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So messed up.
Yeah, his is pretty bad.
Whew. It's such a good book. I highly recommend anybody that's watching, okay, to go check out Fourth Wing.
If you watch this all the way through and you haven't read any of the book, and you've now just heard a lot of spoilers, there's still so much we didn't even talk about.
This is true.
It's still worth the listen. Like just Control-Alt-Delete everything we just said. People have told me spoilers for movies all the time and I go see, and I'm like, what? So just do what I do. Control-Alt-Delete in your brain and go listen to it. Because it's honestly like, it's so good.
There's a difference between knowing the spoiler and literally experiencing it for your first time. Like, even though you know it in the back of your head, just when it comes up, when it happens, it's absolutely magical. Freaking phenomenal.
Like, I wish I would have done, like, a reaction to this.
I know.
Because there were so many times where I was alone in my home, mouth agape.
Yep.
Like the first time Zayden talked to Violet, I was in her head. I was like, like, I was there with her being like, bitch, what the fuck? Right? Like, I was shook.
Yep.
Shook. There's so many times. But anyways, yeah, like what Cosmo said, go listen to it.
Is there a way to, because it'll be like copyright and monetized to do it on YouTube.
That's why I was like, maybe Patreon would have been a good option, because like you can put up stuff on Patreon.
You know what?
It just doesn't have that wide of a net. You know what I mean?
But let us know in the comments below, or let Dare know, if that was something that you would like to experience on Patreon, going by chapter by chapter.
Yeah, we could do it.
You know?
We could sit here and do it.
I mean, it's up to, I mean, that's just an idea.
Yeah, I'd be down, because I'm that obsessed right now. Like my Arcane obsession was huge. Yeah. Like, it was so big, and like I was obsessed with that. Like, well, first it was K-pop Demon Hunter. That I've already watched it like four times. It's bad.
I haven't watched it yet.
So that was like my big obsession, and then I jumped from that to Arcane, and now Arcane to Fourth. Like, remember when Stella was like, "Oh, do you find yourself obsessing over things?" Yeah, that's what's happening to me. She literally spell casted me into this, and I thank her for it, because I'm enjoying the ride.
She manifested.
She really did. She looked at me in the eyeballs and manifested, like she shot laser manifestation into me, and I can't get rid of it, and I'm not wanting to get rid of it. That's this has
another,
been great.
That's another great t-shirt idea. Is you going like this?
Laser manifestation.
With like lasering manifestation.
You're coming up with all these good shirts.
You know?
I'll make it happen. Thank you all so much for joining us. There's not going to be a Patreon for this episode because we've been here for a long time today. I need to eat. I need to eat so bad. I'm so hungry.
I need pizza. I need to go home and finish some projects.
I know. I got so much work to do too. But thank you so much for carving out time. I know this was a very last minute, like, hey, you got time for this? But hey,
whatever's clever.
Appreciate you.
You are amazing. I enjoy working with you, and I just have more fun doing this than my own stuff. So
it's a nice way to like clock out and just talk about stuff that's making us DeLulu.
Yeah.
I know. I love this show.
Yeah.
I do wish we had more DeLulu fans out there. Like, I really hope people start to find it even more and we grow a bigger community, because I love doing it. It costs us nothing.
True.
Just our time.
Maybe.
And our love.
I'll do more cross promoting.
I need to do it too. Like, I've been the worst at promoting my own show. So I just, there's so many. Yeah. This is my future me yelling at, or past me yelling at future me. Promote the show more. You want a bigger audience? Buckle down, girl.
Maybe I could post some. I'll take some of the shorts.
Yeah, I can send you some. I have all of them.
And I'll put them on my channel and on my stuff like that, and then just advertise them.
Yeah. I also think we should like pay someone to help us like properly promote the YouTube channel. Get a marketing person in here, but we got to make some more money for that. But
yeah,
dreaming is free.
Dreaming is free.
Thank you all so much for joining us. I am so grateful that you are here, and like, thank you for listening to this episode. Even if you've never read the book, and even if you have no intention to read a book. Read this book, a book.
Do it.
We appreciate you. Do it. We're bullying you. Do it. Cosmo, where can everybody find you, just in case if they have no idea who you are?
The Cosmo Network on YouTube and The Cosmo Show on Instagram and TikTok.
Also, he's famous, if you didn't know. My mom says he's famous, so.
In L.A., maybe.
You're so famous. You are more famous than me when we go out. People recognize you, so it's hilarious.
Well, that's changing. It's changing.
Okay? We're famousing together.
Hell yes. Hell yes. We are rubbing off on each other, okay? She is a social media icon, and I'm just an out there in the streets person that everyone knows. So, therefore, we are exchanging ideas.
You know, that's the best part of this. Thank you all so much for joining us. Stay DeLulu. It's the Salulu. Y'all know where to find me. Don't act like you don't know. Dare Taylor Official on Instagram. Bye, Stay DeLulu. Go read this book.
Do it.
Please.